The district office, which is located at Keet Gushaheen Elementary, received a phone call just before 3 p.m. Thursday. Superintendent Steve Bradshaw says a man called and asked about what services the district provides to students who don't speak English. The caller was transferred to another staff member's voicemail box, and the message wasn't received until about 3:30 p.m.
The person left a voice message that basically said that they were going to bomb the school if we didn't listen to them, and then hung up.
Police were notified, and the buildings were searched on Thursday afternoon. Authorities, meanwhile, stepped up overnight patrols. At 6:30 Friday morning, Bradshaw made the decision to proceed with the school day as normal. He says he knows there will be lots of questions.
I know that parents are going to be upset that they weren't notified and given the choice that they could keep their kids out of school, you know, when we have this type of situation. And I fully respect that. At the same time, another bomb threat type of situations, you know, we would clear the building, but there's a strong likelihood that we would bring the kids back in also after a search of our building. So I feel like we pretty much covered what it is that we normally do in this type of a situation.
Bradshaw said he'll meet with anyone who would like to discuss the situation. The unidentified man called back Friday at 11:50 a.m. and again at about 1:15 p.m. Bradshaw said the man did not make any threats in those subsequent Friday phone calls.
One of the people here in the office did such a great job of keeping the person online that we slipped into my office, called the ACS, said put a trace on this thing. They got a trace on it right away, and that's how we discovered the number was coming out of California.
The Sitka School District uses caller ID on its phones, but the call that came in with the threat and the subsequent calls today were listed as private. Bradshaw says the district will consider whether to try and block private numbers from district phones, but that doing so might be an annoyance to people trying to reach the office for legitimate reasons. Sitka police are investigating exactly who used that number. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.